When our son was little, my wife and I bought a little plastic play school wagon to haul around his other toys. He sat patiently while I opened the box, pulled out the wagon and popped on the wheels and tongue, and smiled expectantly at him. He smiled back and then crawled straight into the box, started rolling around in it, and proceeded to play with the box the rest of the day. Of course, that's not uncommon for little ones. They often seem more interested in playing with an intriguing box rather than with the toy that came in it. They like to get into boxes, pile them up with other boxes to make a fort, or wear them. There seem to be no end of things that they can think up to do with a box. But we can laugh at little children when they do things like that. Truth be told, though, that is what many of us do with one of the most valuable things we own. I'm talking about our Bibles. The Bible is God's Word. Between its covers is the good news of how we humans have had our sins forgiven through Jesus Christ, and in Him we're reconciled to God. You'd think we'd want to open a present like that and really get to know it. But instead, we often prefer to just play around the edges of the real message. It often seems more fun to use the Bible to concoct faddish diets, to condemn people we don't like, or develop end-time conspiracy theories. Just as a child might find a box to be more fun than what is in it, at least until the box falls apart, these distractions can also seem more interesting than the Bible's real message. But unlike a box that soon falls apart, some of these distractions can become obsessions and end up diverting us farther and farther away from the gospel's central message. We witnessed a striking example of this recently when a religious organization warned their followers that the end of the world was about to happen and the righteous should be prepared to be raptured up to heaven at 6 p.m. on May 21st. Many people believed it and acted on it, even though the Bible says in Matthew 24:36, "About that day or hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." Then he said, "We will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming." I'm Joseph DeKotch, speaking of life.